Later this month, an old farmhouse from the west coast of Ireland will be shipped to New York City's Battery Park City. It will become part of an Irish hunger memorial. The memorial is intended to educate visitors about starvation and the era in which a huge wave of Irish immigrated to the U.S. to escape hunger. The house, owned by Tom Slack, dates as far back as 1838, during the time of the potato famine. It was mostly used as a cattle pen. Tom Slack joins me now from Attymas. Good morning, Mr. Slack.
Good morning. How do you do?
I'm fine, thank you. Why was your farmhouse selected for this?
Well, my farmhouse, as you said in your statement a few moments ago, is a very, very old farmhouse, and evidently the American famine group were looking for a very old house, which was rather difficult to get. And I got a phone call from a cousin of mine out of the blue, completely unexpected, about sometime in March. And they had looked at it and analysed it, and it was considered reasonably suitable.
What does it look like?
As of now, it's a very old ruins. It has been not lived in for 40 years. The walls have fallen down. It had an old tin iron roof, which had been put over thatch. And when it was built, it was a thatched house. It had one small doorway and had three very, very small windows, which was typical of the cottages that were built then. It was built basically with old stone and not cement or concrete as used today. It was something called daub, which was dug out of the earth. Hmm. And it come at no cost. So the building, as of then, didn't cost any money.
What does the farmhouse look like on the inside?
Well, it was very, very simple when we lived in it, like. It was just very simple. There was just three bedrooms. There was only two bedrooms in it. There was a kitchen, which consisted of the living room, and everything was done in the kitchen. There was only two bedrooms in it, and each bedroom, there was no wardrobe, there was no other than the two beds in each bedroom. And there was only consisted of a table and four chairs and two forums and a dresser. That was the total amount of the furniture that was there when we lived there.
Do you have any idea how all of that is going to be shipped across the ocean to New York?
It'll be knocked down stone by stone by a group of Irish workers called Foss Workers, employed here by the state, and they work in conjunction with the American organization. It'll be taken down stone by stone. It'll be washed here by a power washer, power hose, and it'll be built onto pallets. It'll be tied with wire onto the pallets. It'll be loaded in with a teleporter onto a container, and the container will go across Ireland from the west to Dublin. It will go from Dublin to, I think, Liverpool, and it'll go on a bigger liner, and in 10 or 11 days it'll arrive in New York. One container has left already.
Mm. Did you live there as a child?
I did. I was born there, and I lived there till I was 21 years.
Are you going to miss it at all?
Not really. It wasn't being used. It was just a family heirloom, but it'll give me a lot of pleasure to think that it'll bring a bit of pleasure to me cousins over in America, and perhaps the Irish people in America will link, the older Americans will link up with that type of cottage, because there's still some of them alive in America that was reared in them very same type of cottages.
Well, thanks so much. It's very generous of you. Tom Slack has donated his 19th century cottage for the Irish Hunger Museum. It will be unveiled next St. Patrick's Day in New York's Battery Park City.